Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. The U.S. Justice Department is challenging immigration laws passed in Arizona, South Carolina, Utah, and Alabama.
Alabama's new immigrant law aims to make life nearly impossible for the unauthorized immigrants in the state.
That's Grace Meng. She's the author of a new report from Human Rights Watch about Alabama's law. She says many unauthorized immigrants left the state after the law was enacted in September. Others said they are so afraid of being arrested that they stay home as much as possible.
People who remain live with a great deal of fear and apprehension. They don't know what rights they still have in the state.
The law prohibits unauthorized immigrants from entering into business transactions with the state, keeps them from seeking uncollected wages in the courts, and requires schools to check the immigration status of children.
There's constant changes in the interpretation of this law. But what they do know is that Alabama has declared they are not wanted. And they don't know whether they can continue to live in the homes they own. They don't know if their children can continue to go to school without being asked about their immigration status.
Some of these provisions are being challenged in the courts. But meanwhile,
the impact has been particularly severe on children. They no longer go to Boy Scouts. They don't go to cheerleading practice. Or even, you know, one parent told me that she felt very lucky because a nice American parent was still taking her kids to practice. But she and her husband could no longer go to the games. They were no longer felt comfortable driving. And so these children, many of whom are U.S. citizens who have every right to be in the state, feel scared. They feel nervous. One woman told me that her child, every time she's outside the home, her child calls her constantly on her cell phone saying, when are you coming home? Are you there? Are you there? When are you coming home? You know, another, a teacher told me that some students had asked her and other teachers in the school, if anything happens to our parents, will you adopt us?
Here's the story of one woman who's been living in the U.S. for most of her life.
I am 27 years old, and I've been here for 21 years. We used to live in California. We moved to Alabama when I was 13. This is home to me. This is where I belong. I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're both born here. I have a life here. We've worked very hard to have what we have now. And when they started talking about this new law, I thought it was never going to happen. I could never think that people would have the heart to say that I'm a criminal because I am illegal. It's like you're just not a person anymore. You're being pointed because of your race, because of who you are or where you come from. Me and my sister went to the store. We went together, and this lady come up to us and asked, are y'all legal? And my sister looked at her and looked at me, and her answer was, yes, we are. And this lady was, well, we're glad because they're taking all the illegals out. My daughter has asthma. Sunday night, she had an asthma attack, and she has a breathing machine. It was, her chest was whistling really bad, and she had a very hard time breathing. I didn't dare to get up in the middle of the night and take her to the hospital. You're afraid. Everybody's afraid that if you go out in the middle of the night, they're going to stop you to ask you, what are you doing at that time of night, driving or out there? I don't even know if it's safe to call an ambulance or a police report is going to be made. You don't ever know.
The law empowers police to arrest and detain people during routine traffic violations. Here's an unauthorized immigrant who told Human Rights Watch what happened when he was pulled over.
Hace como 15 días. Me pararon porque no puse mi direccional.
I was stopped 15 days ago for not turning on my turn signal. When the officer stopped me, he asked for my license and I told him I didn't have one. But he asked for my ID. I showed him my Mexican passport. He asked me, where did I go get that passport? Because that passport is invalid, because it wasn't sealed. I told him that I got that passport from the Mexican consulate. And I told him, I know it doesn't have a stamp, it doesn't have the seal, but it is a valid passport. He said, I'm very sorry, but you know what's going on with the law here in Alabama. He said, you're not legal here. Get out of the car. And they arrested me. I said, can I call my attorney now? He said, no, you don't have any rights. You're on the street. So I got to their station, and they asked me, why are there so many Mexicans here? Because there's lots of U.S. citizens who don't have a job here. You're taking away their jobs. After that, they took me to the jail, and the following day they took me to court. The judge asked me if I was guilty, and I told them that yes, I was guilty. And the judge said, you are deported, you have to wait, and immigration will come for you. Now I have a hearing with immigration. I don't know when, but I'm about to be gotten rid of.
Legal residents and citizens also told Human Rights Watch that the law has fostered a climate of harassment and discrimination.
My name is Catherine Guzman. My husband is from Mexico. We've been together for 11 years now. I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old. My 8-year-old came home from school really crying one day, said that a girl right after this law had passed told her that she was going to have to go back to Mexico and that, you know, they were going to send her whole family back. And I explained to her that she's not from Mexico, she's not a Mexican, she was born in America, that makes her an American, and that we were staying here, and it was just a misinformed kid. But she was also called a dirty Mexican from another girl. You know, and I'm a citizen, and it affects me to know that my 8-year-old's afraid and do not really know how to help her, because I'm somewhat of afraid too. You know, you don't know how far other people will go. You know, you have to worry about that. You're like, well, how far are these people going to go? I mean, are they going to stop to realize she was born here and that, you know, I was born here, my family was born here? You know, we can trace back generations. Do they care? I don't know. It doesn't affect just immigrant people. It's affecting people who were born and raised here.
There may be a backlash against Alabama's law. It's begun to affect the state's economy and its image. Farmers report a shortage of workers, businesses that rely on immigrant communities are struggling, and foreign companies are reconsidering their investments. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.